This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
They're the home of the binary trigger. They are the home of Reformation. They are the home of Providence. Go check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, it is Monday. Forgive the throat. It is Monday. So as we are wont to do, I like to kick this off simply because he's there's no rolling, there's no moss on the man. He could sing quite easily. Papa was a Rolling Stone, and that would be writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, good evening, sir. Yeah,
it is good. It's a great evening, and no moss grew under me today. I woke up at 3:30 this morning in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Was fascinated by the United States Concealed Carry Association's Concealed Carry Exposition that they put on for 3 days there this weekend.
Right. And now, and? Whenever they show up at one of these events, they always have, like, the biggest booth out there.
USCCA?
Yeah. Well, at least I've seen one that took up, like, a whole square one time. But that was all pre-carry guard. How are they doing nowadays?
No. This is not NRA.
Right. I know. Right. I know. But when USCCA has been at these events and at these functions,
right.
Always a big booth. How are they doing?
Since they owned the venue and they had you coming and going, in the exhibit area, their space was moderate. The whole show probably only drew 10,000, so 1/8. The size of the NRA convention. The floor space was maybe a fifth the size. What I liked about it a lot. Look, there are not people over in this corner selling quads. They're not people selling jerky. They're not people selling insurance if I get sick on my hunt in Africa. It was focused very clearly on concealed carry. My wife loved one corner of it because, look, there are a lot of people there selling women's apparel for concealed carry. And instead of having it scattered all over the store, all over the convention floor, they put it looked like an apartment store. Really, it did. Oh, if you want to dress like this, here are the things you'd consider. It was fascinating to me, and I swear I'm not a stalker. I don't hang around in the women's lingerie department. Huh. But, wow. Okay. Shirts that had concealed pockets, vests, shoulder holsters, corsets, belly bands, waistbands, shorts, yoga pants, thigh holsters, just any way you could carry a gun. What was fascinating, I spoke to Don Hillier there, a woman who'd been stalked, sort of forced into concealed carry, carries everywhere. She said, when I carry, as I change my style of dress, I try to always carry in the same place, maybe by a different means, but in the same place. I thought that was,
that makes
someone
good sense.
Who's lived 3 years. Yeah. Interesting, huh?
Yeah. But I mean, at the same time, whenever I don't carry in the same place, I'm very conscious of that fact.
Okay.
So what she says makes a whole lot of sense there.
Right.
But women have lots of different ways to carry concealed. Do you think they have an unfair advantage over us now?
Yes and no. I mean, you and I carry the same way because we wear pants with a belt 6 days out of seven. So I dress the same way nearly every day. And when I don't, it's shorts with a belt. So I'm infinitely predictable.
Yeah.
One thing surprised me, iPad cases and small office accessories like that for non-permissive environments. And I won't describe who the most frequent buyers of those were because I don't want to out them. But
right.
I thought it was a brilliant piece of camouflage for those that need it.
It's not bad. It's actually a pretty good one. And they seem to be getting very ingenious about coming up with some of those things.
Right.
But
right.
One thing I've started doing now, because since my lungs have cleared up and now I'm more active, I'm walking a lot more. So I'm wearing a lot more gym wear than I used to because I'm constantly, if I'm not going to go anywhere, I run up and down the stairs, you know, as much as I can. So I've started wearing a belly band because that seems to work better with gym shorts than anything else I can do. But at the same time, that affords me the ability to carry in the same place I would if I was wearing pants with a belt.
Right. You don't. And you have options and I have options. Now, one thing. Okay. Remember your bicycle bag, your messenger bag?
Yeah.
With that idea, if you could, you'd put it on the hip so it was toward the same side. You didn't need to switch hands. You know,
that's where it rode. That's exactly where it rode the whole time I was doing it. It was the holster Rob is referring to is when I started bike riding. I wanted to carry a gun, and I didn't want to carry a gun in a bag on the bike because most of the time where people were getting hit riding their bike, they would get knocked off their bike. So whatever I was going to carry the gun on, they'd stay on me, and I took a bike messenger's tool bag and repurposed that, and I actually used a tactical gun belt with that, one of those padded miniature battle belts with a cobra buckle. So it's not going to come off of me when it's on me, and it's basically just a big covered flap holster, especially the way I wear it.
There was a lecture from Beth Elcazar, and we'll come back to it. You had a need and responded to it and said, there's a solution in here, I'll find it. She said a lot of people are looking for excuses why they can't carry. Let's imagine, and a dear friend of ours just had a child. For a lot of people, that's, I need to put the guns away. We have kids. For a great number of people, it's, my goodness, I have this irreplaceable life that needs to be protected because they're vulnerable, and I'm the only protection they have. I need to bring guns into the home, learn how to use them, and store them safely. So you often find what you're looking for. Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely makes sense. Absolutely makes sense, although the whole putting it up thing, that's just sort of foreign to me. But that makes sense.
Well, if you were looking for – now, I have to ask, we don't have too much time. That solution when you rode, was that the first thing you tried, or did you have to try a number before you were successful?
That was the first thing I tried that actually worked. I tried, like fanny packs and everything, but the gun was loose in it, and what I came out with was something where the gun was stationary with a hard shell around the trigger guard, and that was what I was really looking for. So necessity, their mother was invented. Still, nobody has done anything like that. Nobody's made one of those. I need to update mine. I'm glad you brought that up. Hey, we're heading into the break. You can find the stuff that Rob does if you like podcasts. Well, he does two: Self-Defense Gun Stories, which is unique, and the Polite Society podcast, which is an ensemble production. You can find those wherever you can find podcasts across the country. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is how you can tell when you're getting too old, when one of your favorite groups from your youth, most of them are dead now. That's how you can tell. Woe is me. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
High degree of quality in every product they make, all the parts, everything they got going on. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I am speaking with Rob Morse, fresh back off of the road again. Were you on the road this much for Second Amendment stuff? When I guess the answer would be no, because you were working back then, right?
Right. Right. Well, and this year was a little odd. I missed the NRA convention, and I thought, oh, well, let's turn that into a plus. I get to go see the USCCA convention, which I'd not seen before.
Yeah, I had heard about those things. I don't go to those. I mean, how big is that?
10,000 attendees.
That's not bad, though. That's not bad. Were there other people, other vendors there besides them?
Oh, they were a very small part of what was there. Oh, a lot of the usual suspects, the major gun companies were there. A lot of the minor gun companies. But really, if you had to say what's the emphasis of this show, you know, were there any long guns? Yes, a few. And when you include, okay, some like Mossberg brought their shotguns. Almost no rifles, because this is the Concealed Carry Association meeting. Okay, some cross, if you conceal carry, they had a range inside. You saw a concealed carry pistol, you go, how's it shoot? Here, an indoor gun range in a semi-tractor trailer. We've put it over there for you to try. Okay, so you have to wait through the line 15 minutes, but you could try it right in the venue. And, by the way, row after row after row, vendor after vendor of holsters. Yeah, they were set up for you.
So they had real active guns there, not like at SHOT Show or the NRA where the guns are not actually, functioning.
I would suspect that many of the guns at the vendor booth where it's cabled just so somebody doesn't walk off with it were inactive. But there was an entire row of guns that were absolutely live. Right. You'd walk over there and said, yes, the short one, no, the one to the left. Yes, okay. They walk with you. You go in the trailer, and I think they gave you five rounds before you had to wait in line.
Oh.
Yeah, well, there was enough of a line. There are only three lanes.
That's still better than anybody else. At SHOT Show, if you want to go to Media Day and shoot things, you have to drive about 40 minutes outside of Las Vegas proper into the desert.
That's right.
And then there's always gale force winds blowing. So like if you're trying to do some sort of media, if you're trying to do the media, you don't have to worry about all the gunshots going off because you can't hear each other because of the wind. So that sounds much more gooder there. I like that.
Oh, it was focused on concealed carry. You know, it's not target. It's not the NRA target shooting. It's get it done because you're going to walk out with it on your head. Hey, now there was also lectures running nonstop.
Sure.
Some in the venue, some upstairs. And I read a news article that reminded me of one of the lectures. Did you see, and I don't think you've had a chance to talk about it yet, the teacher in Portland, Oregon, a student walks in wearing a black trench coat, has a gun, opens the classroom door, and this teacher says, not having it. This particular teacher, former football player, former track player, now a track coach, just knocks this kid down immediately, takes him out. Now, what did they teach the infantry? You were there. Immediate response. Don't give them time to think. Move quickly. Don't give them time to respond. And be overwhelmingly violent so that they're behind.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a really good application of the OODA loop, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? It's also known being a linebacker, but they're the same skills apply for the same reason. And I'm noticing a trend. That's what the college student did at the University of North Carolina to stop an attack.
Yeah.
That's what the high school student did at the Highlands, Colorado High School to stop an attack. And when they did it, it was successful. Is it successful every time? No.
It's amazing that the students figure this part out because the students are relatively inexperienced. The teacher, not so much, especially if he was a linebacker, because, you know, linebackers are, you know, what makes a good linebacker is being able to read what's unfolding in front of you physically. So he just went back to his roots and, you know, hit the guy, which
he had lots of programming that he just plugged into, and it was game day.
But these kids, on the other hand, you know, I would love to talk to their parents and then talk to them and say, okay, what have you been taught? I mean, is this just you? Are you just Captain Courageous here? I mean, how have you been raised? Are you, you know, that kind of thing? Because most children today, I mean, the stuff that we used to do when I was in school, I'd be arrested today.
Right.
I would have multiple felonies now just for being six.
Well, did you play football when you were younger?
Yes.
So you and I grew up since about the age of 13 thinking that flying through the air and hitting another person as hard as you could when it was, you know, an agreed upon activity was okay. And sometimes when it was necessary, even if it wasn't an agreed upon activity. So, yeah, that programming was already in place. Not everybody has that. You're right. So I wonder how other students picked up on that. That's a fascinating question.
I think it has to do with parents.
Yep.
I really do. I think that parents are very key and pivotal. And all of this run, hide, fight, whatever it is, whatever they're talking about doing.
Right.
Let's face it, 60% of the time when one of these guys are disabled or disarmed or whatever, it's by somebody that's unarmed. So,
right.
We're coming up on the next break. Coming up on the break, and I'm sure at some point you'll be writing about this stuff, which I look forward to seeing that. But you can find the stuff that he writes at websites like Slowfax WordPress blog, Ameland.com and at ClashDaily.com. When we get back, I want to ask you about WordPress because you and I both have WordPress websites, and I saw something that came out. I just want to hear what you've got to say about it. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contest, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former White House counsel Don McGahn has been directed to follow a Justice Department opinion saying he should not testify before the House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday. That's according to White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. The National Weather Service is issuing a high-risk warning for tornadoes and flash floods from central and western Oklahoma to northwest Texas. The University of Oklahoma is closing their main campus, and Oklahoma Governor Republican Kevin Stitt says the state is doing what they can to be prepared.
Mark Gower, our emergency management director, has been keeping us abreast of the situation, and it's kind of changing throughout the day, but We're just making sure we're prepared, and we've got eyeballs on this storm, and we're just praying for the best. It'll kind of be nothing's going to happen, but we're ready to help all of our local communities if something does happen.
Parts of Texas and Oklahoma are already under tornado watches. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh, yeah. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Rob Morse. Rob, now, the name of your website is Slow Facts WordPress Blog. Have you seen where WordPress is sort of going slightly leftward? We still got Rob?
I'm still here.
Okay. Did you hear my question?
I did. Did WordPress close down some conservative sites?
I've heard that they are going that way, and I can't remember which site it was, but there was one that they have taken down. Now, just about everybody I know that has a website, I have two websites, and they're both WordPress websites as well, which WordPress is referring to the template, right? The template you use to set it up.
Right. And in my case, they are also the host.
Okay. Right. So knowing that, it's sort of interesting to me that they would go that way, because if they actually go that way all the way, that almost sounds like what Shopify tried to do at one point.
Right. Now, that's fascinating, because in Congress, they said, oh, no, we can't be sued for censorship because we are merely a content conduit.
Right.
We
a
are
platform.
Not an editorial board that controls content like a publisher. No, no, we're a like a utility. Like the, you don't sue the phone company when someone is swears at you over the phone, and yet here they are exercising editorial control. So to me, that sounds like they're ripe for a multi-billion dollar lawsuit.
Well, I'm sure we're going to see stuff like that. But the point you bring up is very interesting because I'm sure you saw this past Friday. I subbed at a local radio station, and whenever I sub, I talk about stuff here that nobody on a regular radio show talks about. So
right.
I was talking about how everybody's up in the air about being deplatformed.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also pointing out that, you know, those that are deplatformed are always in the media. Their word always continues to get out. And somebody was taking exception with this, and they were talking about the millions of people that would lose their voice if they were deplatformed. I just don't get that kind of short-sightedness. I wish NR New York State would go ahead and try to burn NRA to the ground. I wish they would kick all of us off of Facebook. I wish they would kick us all off of YouTube. And then that point that you just pointed out, you can't claim to be a platform when you're exercising control over what's on the platform. You can only right. do that when you are a publisher and you have editorial control.
Right.
And I really wish they would just go that extra step and, you know, because that's what they want to do. That's what they want to do.
Google is dancing around it. Do they have enough lawyers to pull it off? Interesting question.
Well, it doesn't matter how many lawyers they have to pull it off. They would be faced with a stark reality of we've just kicked everybody off that we don't like their point of view. You know, they use their thing is always about hate speech, which
right.
for unfortunately for the Googles of the world, all speech is protected speech. All speech is
yeah.
protected speech. That I'm sure that there's like if somebody's out there saying, "All right, you guys go over there," and if they didn't prosecute Al Sharpton over that fire that he started in New York City with the instigation that he did with his speech, then all speech is protected speech.
If and only if it supports the status quo. If and only if it does. If it if I bring up facts that are contrary to the progressive paradigm, then it's hate speech.
Well, that's their
by
problem.
Definition.
That's their problem because half of the country doesn't think that way.
more than, thank
yeah.
goodness.
And I just want to see them kick us all off. I want to see them deplatform us all and just say to ourselves, okay, that nobody's going to let that vacuum exist.
Whoa, someone will fill it, certainly.
Yeah.
And I think more to your point, it will take off the political pretense of being, quote, liberal, quote, progressive, quote, pro-rights, when in fact it's my way, my thoughts, or be quiet.
Yeah. Right. So that part just fascinates me. But the idea that there's going to – I don't get too upset – just because of that one detail that you pointed, you want to write something about that. You want to write about the difference between and just make everybody understand, because most people don't. Most people want to say, well, they, you know, they're stifling my free speech. No, the free speech thing only constrains the federal government.
Right.
It only constrains right. the federal government. The states can do and often do whatever they want to do in a lot of different areas. They do it with guns. They do it with abortion. It's not. I would not be surprised to see them do that with speech. But, you know, the First Amendment has nothing, and the Second Amendment has nothing to do with what YouTube or Facebook allows. But what is in play is that they're either going to be a platform in which that's how they set it up, right? They said, come, hey, Bill Freddy, you want to meet somebody like a Rob Morse? Well, you can meet like-minded people on Facebook. And I went to Facebook, and you want to see things that you can't normally see? Come to YouTube. And I went to YouTube. And they've gotten what they wanted out of it, and now they're trying to cherry pick it. Which
I think what's extremely important is, oh, and if I am, for example, one of many, a Muslim radical who puts
yeah.
up, you know, the anarchist cookbook and says, go be a good jihadi, go learn how to build a bomb. Oh, no, we're merely a conduit. I'm sorry, you were a publisher. You published this.
Well,
so they want it both ways.
Yeah, but if they're going to, if they claim they're a conduit, then they've got to be told or reminded, well, that means that you can't editorialize, which means you can't say, well, we're not going to allow this and we're not going to allow that. If you're a platform, that means everybody can stand on you. And if you're not a platform, then that means you can get out there and say, well, we're a private business and we don't want this kind of thing. So now you are exercising editorial control.
And you have to, and are liable for what you then publish.
That's
yep.
right. That's right.
Yep.
That's exactly right. But they, you know. I'm waiting to see all of them come down. It's going to be a fire where everything falls into the basement when it does. It's going to be one of those things when they come down. It's going to it's not going to be the end. Right now in the dark web, there's a bunch of geniuses writing the next YouTube. They're writing the next Facebook. Facebook is not the first of its kind. Now, did you ever have a MySpace page?
I did not. I did not.
I had one that was so disappointing it doesn't even count. But you know,
I mean, it's an evolution. You and I came out of Usenet groups.
Right? Yep.
And
yep,
then so. when we got all these online forums, oh wow, that was so cool. And then when anybody could post a forum all in one place on Facebook and MySpace, it was like, oh, a one person forum. How cool was that?
I hear you. Now, for those of you that podcasts, I don't know of anybody trying to regulate podcasts just yet. So that means they're out there. And Rob puts, I don't know how many out there per week, probably two or three. And if he does put out two or three, you can find them at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, all these places. Self-Defense Gun Stories and the Polite Society Podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
franklinarmory.com. Go check them out. Talking to Rob Morse. Rob, I'll let you pick it since I sort of bogarted that last one. If we're still talking to Rob.
AW, are you? Am I back with you, Bill?
Yes.
AWR Hawkins picked up a editorial from the LA Times where they said, oh, we really need more stringent, more restrictive safe storage laws to stop firearms accidents. And I wrote an article just before I left last week where I said, no, that's not true at all. In fact, that's a horribly dangerous idea. Free speech is dangerous. The right to petition our government is dangerous. So is the right to own guns. Now, who's threatened by them? Politicians more than anyone else. They're also the safest way to organize a society, and it's time we defended them, not because they're safe, but because they're virtues. Virtues are how we do good things. Firearms are how we defend our community. The right to bear arms in public is how you ensure public safety when the police aren't there. And they're rarely there when we need them. They come later. They do a great job. They perform an essential service. But stopping crime in the process isn't it. That's up to us. And yet, we're surrendering the right to bear arms in the name of public safety. Well, now we need some perspective to see if that makes any sense. For every time a child is injured, honest gun owners defend themselves 1,000 times. So if this storage requirement impinges on our ability to defend ourselves even by 1/1,000th, which is really unlikely, it would typically be much more restrictive than that, then we've already taken a step backwards from safety. It's clearly safer in the people's, in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, to store your gun in a block of ice. In California, it's safer to store your gun in a block of concrete, preferably disassembled, in the cities of San Francisco. But that means you're at greater risk because you can't defend yourself, and you do it every day. I see it. I study it. Sometimes, Bill, you let me share it with your listeners. Thank you. And we can't ignore that, or we're putting people at much greater risk. And here's the part. This is the crazy part. Like the police, you'll probably never need to press the trigger. Bill, you defended yourself at least once that I know of.
Twice.
Now, your finger may have touched the trigger, but you didn't fire a shot, if I recall correctly.
Nope, didn't shoot nobody.
That's the rule, not the exception. It makes perfect sense. The policeman might touch his fireman every day, or the policeman might touch his firearm every day. There's a Freudian slip for you.
There you
present
go.
It, but very seldom does he have to discharge a round.
Very,
there's
very
seven,
seldom.
Yeah, very, very rare. We're the same way.
Yeah. The whole thing, you know, this is the thing that strikes me about this wanting to require more and more stringent safe storage laws. We already have red flag orders where we've given up due process.
Right.
And pretty much that's the Fourth Amendment, right?
Yep.
Now they want to, they want us to give up the Fifth Amendment, because the only way to enforce strict storage law is to be able to do a non-scheduled inspection of your home.
Right.
Because nobody's storing these things outside of the home. And then somebody that has a gun out for self-defense, that has ammo in it, that has, you know, doesn't have the ammo stored in one place and the slide stored in another and the lower receiver stored in another, then they're going to become a felon.
And California, I predict, would be one of the first to impose a law like that. And then they would keep modifying it and essentially reinstitute it as it's knocked down in courts until they think they get a Democrat, you know, a liberal majority who hates the idea of an empowered citizenry. Wow. And then where would we be? Very difficult situation.
Yeah, well, I mean, California would probably go that way, though, wouldn't you think? Because
yeah.
the California the California legislators, they really they keep themselves isolated like the precogs in Minority Report, don't they? They're in everything except a pool of water up to their ears where they can't hear nothing or see anything, and they're kept in a nice quiet area and everything. And they're just allowed to think and be superior to everybody else.
What they've already done is by putting up all these restrictions on concealed carry. Now, in California, it's a shame. Very few people in the state. It varies by county. Some counties are real America. Others are the left coast. But over the United States as a whole, if the Supreme Court forced them, if we recognize the right to keep and bear arms as intended, as written, even without decreasing the fees for concealed carry to zero, we would have more than twice as many concealed carriers. More than that if we got to constitutional carry. So
yeah.
They've disarmed a lot of us, millions of us, by inches.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're always going to try to do that. And it comes down to, and I've said this a whole bunch of times, they can't get the votes to do this. This is something we got to voluntarily give them.
Wow. Is that true? Is that true in New Jersey? Didn't
no,
we
that's
give
not,
them the votes to do it?
That's not true in New Jersey. I'm talking about on a federal level. The gun grabbers want a federal law. Right now,
right.
They're cheering and clapping and doing side straddle hops at the idea that my senior senator is pushing red flag orders.
Yeah.
And I read some thoughts on from Grassley. I don't remember what they were exactly, but Grassley thinks this is going to die a screaming death in the Senate. But
I hope it's right. Good.
Yeah. That the stupidity of politicians never fails to make me a little more astonished.
Well, let's. I want to go take a half step back. I think we're lying to ourselves if we think that you and I are the problem. When we say there are firearms accidents, some of them happen, you know, kid gets a gun. Oh, my gosh. The majority of the cases when that happens wasn't when a kid broke into a safe. It was one of the neighborhood thugs stored the neighborhood gun under the front steps.
Right.
Your thug relative who said, I need a place to stay tonight, puts his gun between the couch cushions because he won't say, I have this. I shouldn't have it. Where can we store it safely? He hides the problem and creates a much larger problem. When he steps away from the couch, kids jump on it, feel something, and oh my gosh, we've got a kid with a gun.
Yep.
It's not like adults who want to solve the problem don't have a world full of solutions.
Well, what you're talking about is that most normal adults, this does not happen in most normal homes. It happens so rarely, it is barely a statistical blip.
It's shocking news, but not significant, right?
Yeah. So I get what you're saying. I totally agree with it. So that part, I have you written about this already? I think you probably have. I think I may have seen something on that one. That's all beside the point. I just, this whole idea, I wonder what the next thing they want us to volunteer to do. Red flag orders, more stringent safe storage. Maybe we need to swear out oaths that we'll never defend ourselves. I don't know.
I think the last one was we need federal concealed carry permits so that they're sure that they have our fingerprints and can inspect us anytime they want.
Something to talk about next week. Yeah. That's something to talk about next week. Rob, you can find Rob's stuff at Slow Facts WordPress blog at amoland.com and as a featured writer at clashdaily.com. In addition to the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and the Polite Society podcast, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.